This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers, my sisters, in our lives, many of us, we know that living this life is a struggle. And if I were to ask you, how's things? First thing you would say in this country, shukr. Right or wrong? No matter what you're going through, people would say, shukr. Some would say, alhamdulillah. Even if you're struggling, that's a good answer for a mu'min. But in your mind, let's be honest, you're talking about your job, your business, you're talking about your income, you're talking about your livelihood, you're talking about safety, security. How many of us actually only respond based on the deen? How many of us, based on the fact that we have freedom of worship, subhanallah, we have the ability to worship Allah and to behave and fulfill life as a Muslim. For that, we should say, couldn't be better. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. Make use of what you have. You know, if you're a businessman in a certain field and there is a big deal that's going to happen, even though you're a wealthy businessman, you would want to make sure you've got the deal because you don't want to lose out on that business. Say you're a multi-millionaire in the timber business and there is a massive deal and a contract coming for a huge place that needs to be put up and so on. You would put in your tender, you would make sure you go in, you want to make sure. And subhanallah, if you got it, you would be so, so excited and happy. And you would say to yourself, mashallah, I've achieved. Wallahi, my brothers, my sisters, we, as much as we are taught that halal income is very important, sometimes we tend to forget what is even more important. If you didn't have the wealth you have, and if you didn't have the positions or the jobs or the homes or the families, but you achieve the pleasure of Allah, wallahi, you have succeeded. And if you have all of that, like I said, with none of the pleasure of Allah, you have failed. If you have all of that, no pleasure of Allah, you have failed. So let's understand, when they were on their deathbeds, they were only concerned about the deen. What legacy have I left behind? Not in terms of wealth. People say this man left behind a lot. I promise you, to this day, I still have to see any family that four generations of their children have enjoyed the wealth of that great-great-grandfather. I have not seen one in my life. Subhanallah. Maybe, I don't know, you might want to correct me. But usually second, third generation, the way things go, pear-shaped families break up, they stop talking to each other, all because of money, wealth. That's why I just leave behind a little bit less. Leave them with the deen, the character, the conduct.